Ukrainian Foreign Minister, Russia plans to dismember Ukraine. By John Hayward on November 27, 2018. Ukrainian Foreign Minister Pavlo Klimkin accused Russia on Tuesday of planning to dismember his country, beginning with the conquest of vital port cities along the Sea of Azov. Klimkin implied Russia's seizure of three Ukrainian ships this weekend was a sign the Russians are preparing to implement their dismemberment strategy. It doesn't take to be sick, James Bond or some kind of super intel guy to understand that Russia eyes both Mariupol and the entire coastline, Klimkin said in a televised panel discussion on Tuesday. In terms of military and non-military actions, Russia has plans for the whole southern Ukraine down to Transnistria, as well as for dismembering Ukraine, he said. The Ukrainian Ministry of Foreign Affairs quoted Klimkin on Monday explaining how the naval conflict on Sunday in the Kerch Strait, which connects the Sea of Azov to the Black Sea, figures into Russia's dismemberment strategy. The Ukrainian military on Tuesday posted a recording of communications between the Russian Coast Guard ships involved in the Kerch Strait incident and their commanders. A key passage in the profanity-laden intercept found the commander of the Russian ship that rammed one of the Ukrainian vessels eagerly requesting permission to ram the other Ukrainians to stop them from passing through the strait. "There's an order from the Border Guard Service to FK them up by ramming them. To FKing damage everything," a superior officer presumably broadcasting from ashore replied. Another officer who joined the conversation asked for a situation report to relay to Moscow. The exchange that followed was heated. The Russian captain really wanted to ram more Ukrainian boats, and eventually included someone yelling, "We must FK them up. We have to FKing finish them. Medvedev is already yelling in such a panic. It seems that the president is already in control of this ST. Dmitry Medvedev is the prime minister of Russia." The Ukrainians reasonably assumed the president referred to in the intercept is Russian President Vladimir Putin. Medvedev appears to have mastered his panic, since he gave a press conference on Tuesday accusing Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko of provoking the Kerch Strait incident to achieve certain decisions politically advantageous for the incumbent president. In other words, he accused Poroshenko of engineering a crisis so he could impose martial law and cancel a March election he would probably lose. Pursuant to Klimkin's point about the Russians looking for an excuse to take more aggressive action against Ukraine, this is how Russia's TASS news service described the encounter in the Kerch Strait in its article about Medvedev's press conference. The Ukrainian ships did not respond to the legitimate demands coming from the vessels of the Border Service of the Russian Security Service, FSB, and the Black Sea Fleet that had pursued them in order to stop them immediately and thwart their dangerous maneuvers. Because of their blatant refusal to submit to the order, gunfire had to be used to stop the intruding Ukrainian ships. Three Ukrainian servicemen were lightly injured and later received medical treatment. In addition, the ships were detained. A criminal case was launched into the breach of the Russian state border. In a separate report, TASS made much of Ukrainian Security Service, SBU, Chief Vasily Gritsik admitting two SBU counterintelligence agents were aboard one of the ships seized by Russia on Sunday. The officers of the Ukrainian intelligence service were performing combat tasks of the Counterintelligence Support Department of the Ukrainian Navy, as stipulated in Article 12 of the Ukrainian Law on the Ukrainian Security Service, Gritsik said. These intelligence officers are presumably among the 24 Ukrainians detained by Russia when their ships were captured at sea. The Ukrainian military on Tuesday accused the Russians of using pressure or torture to produce forced confession videos from three captive Ukrainian sailors, one from each ship. In the videos, two of the sailors claim their ships ignored orders from the Russians to stay out of the Kerch Strait. If valid, this confession would not validate Russia's take on the incident, since Ukraine and most of the international community do not recognize Russia's annexation of Crimea and would therefore not recognize its authority to close the strait. One of the Ukrainian prisoners further stated he was aware of the provocative nature of the actions taken by his ship. According to the BBC, one of the other captive Ukrainians featured in the videos released by the Russian FSB is an employee of Ukraine's security service, possibly one of the SBU counterintelligence officers mentioned by SBU Chief Vasily Gritsik. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo on Monday condemned Russia's dangerous escalation and violation of international law in the Kerch Strait and called on Moscow to release the Ukrainian ships and crew. The Ukrainian parliament voted on Monday to approve President Poroshenko's decree for 30 days of martial law. The measure indicated martial law would include strengthening Ukraine's defenses against airstrikes and terrorist attacks, as well as reinforcing information security. Units of Ukraine's joint forces operation were placed on full alert on Tuesday.